The RCMP is applying for a terrorism peace bond to address a Newmarket teen who tried to join ISIS. Public Affairs Service of Canada confirmed when asked that it was seeking a peace bond under Section 810.011 of the Criminal Code. The defendant is scheduled to appear in a Toronto courthouse January 15 via Zoom to address the matter. Although the defendant is an adult now, much of the allegations occurred while he was a young person, Public Prosecution Service of Canada spokesperson Alessia Bongiovanni said. The suspect's name is protected by a publication ban. They are out on bail, with the hearing having taken place on a sealed youth record. The Criminal Code section outlines that if a judge finds there is sufficient evidence that there is reasonable grounds another person may commit a terrorism offense, that person can be entered in a recognizance to keep the peace and be of good behavior for a period of up to 12 months. If the judge is satisfied the defendant was previously convicted of a terrorism offense, that could extend to 5 years. If the defendant refuses to enter into a recognizance, they could be entered into prison for up to 12 months, according to the Criminal Code section. Recognizance could include, but is not limited to, conditions like a treatment program, abstaining from drug consumption, an electronic monitoring device if requested by the Attorney General, firearms prohibitions, and the sacrifice of a passport. Ontario Court of Justice staff confirmed for Newmarket today that the case is returning to Youth Court on January 15, 2025 in courtroom 607 at 10 a.m. at the Ontario Court of Justice Toronto, and noted that there is a publication ban in accordance with Section 517 of the Criminal Code. The Youth Criminal Justice Act, YCJA, governs the prosecution of criminal matters involving young persons. The YCJA provides strict restrictions on access to youth court records, including information contained in those records, such as the young person's name, offenses charged, and resolution of the matter, staff said in an email. In accordance with the Court Services Division policies and procedures on public access to court files, documents, and exhibits, court staff may only provide information about future court dates and courtroom location in YCJA matters to the public, including media. The policy is available online at https://www.ontario.ca/document/access-court-files-documents-and-exhibits.